This first post reads, whoever just told my dog to shut the fuck up needs to come to my house and speak to me or my husband directly. I put a lot of stank on that because I felt the stank reading it.
Yeah. Now, I'm confused.
How so?
Was the dog parents in earshot of the shut the fuck up? Like, was...
They must have been.
Maybe the dog was outside in the front line barking all crazy at people walking by. They said, man, shut the fuck up. Or does this dog know how to speak English?
And is relaying the information.
He's snitching.
He heard it.
Mm-hmm.
The owners didn't hear it.
Came home and like, yo, old girl across the street talking that
told
shit.
Told me to shut the
fuck up. And if y'all don't do something, I'm a biter.
I'm gonna do something.
Y'all told me stop biting these motherfuckers. So I'm trying to do the right thing. But y'all got 2 days to give me an apology.
To handle it.
To handle it. Well, I'm a biter myself. I'm gonna handle it. Because she don't know what the fuck she's talking to.
I'm gonna get my homies.
She don't realize I talk English. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Naka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But we don't just look there, do we?
No, we do
Nothing
not.
Nothing is off limits.
Nothing is off limits. We go to the No Limit headquarters. Remember Master P and Silk the Shaka?
Of course.
Yes, we check the No Limit headquarters for posts.
And you know there's no limits there.
There's no limits to No Limit headquarters. Matter of fact, it's such a No Limit headquarters, there's no walls.
There's no ceiling.
We're living in a No Limit headquarters. It's space, essentially. It's just dark matter. Disclaimer. This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
I'm picturing, for example, in my apartment complex, there's a dog below me, little Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. There are days when I feel like yelling, shut the fuck up. But I know it would cause strife between me and my downstairs neighbor, and I don't want to have that.
The dog don't know you're cursing about. I would be bad. Like, whatever you got to do to cope.
You'd be surprised, Jim. People are stupid. And they get so used to their dogs making noise that they think everyone else is immune to it as well.
Yeah.
Nah, but you love your dog. I don't.
You especially. You're a cat lover. This post has cat lover written all over it.
I love dogs, too.
If my dog barking like crazy, whatever my neighbor's got to do to cope, I'm not pissed. If you got to curse every time you walk by my window, do it. Whatever you got to do to cope, do what you got to do. Talk to him. Maybe he'll listen to you. He ain't listen to me.
You could probably pay him off.
Yeah.
He probably takes Venmo or crypto.
Take snacks.
Snacks.
You put a little snack in your hand and you say palm, right? Mm-hmm. And then they put their palm on it and then they expect a snack, right?
Yeah.
What I do to my neighbors all when it being too loud, I put my hand out and I close my fist and I say, paw. And they put their palm on it and they expect to be a snack. I just slap them across the face.
Okay.
They're like, all right. Dad, you better shut the fuck up, Dad.
I think we should move on.
I ain't slapping dogs. I'm not slapping dogs, guys.
Chinadu.
Disclaimer. Put the
Chinadu,
disclaimer right now.
Michael Vick Unaka.
Hold on now. He would fight dogs. I just hypothetically slap him, and I'm not slapping him either. Chinelli, this disclaimer. Put it right now. Hurry.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
All right, let's jump into our first segment. This is where Chinadu and I discuss what's going on in our own neighborhood.
That's right, because our neighborhoods be popping. Especially now, we're pretty much close to being neighbors now.
Yeah, and you see how unpopping my neighborhood is.
This one post actually reads, it says, did anyone else in Lower Ladera get egged last night this morning?
Egged?
Yeah.
That's old school.
And I've heard of people egging houses, but never in the morning.
I haven't heard of it recently. I didn't know that was still a thing people did.
Egging houses is...
will never go away.
It'll never
it's
go
timeless.
Away.
It's timeless.
It's not as present as it used to be, but it's,
like
it's
toilet
very
papering.
It's very vintage.
What's more disrespectful, the egging or the toilet paper?
Eggs. For toilet paper is nothing. That comes right off. Eggs is actually really hard to get off of paint. The material usually you need to get it off is going to ruin the paint. Now, toilet papering is something we shouldn't just gloss over because, you know, it could be dirty toilet paper. That's a whole nother level. That's when you really piss somebody off, when they take time mm-hmm. to collect.
To use it first.
Dirty toilet paper.
To use it and then.
To use it, save it? Till they accumulate enough to.
And a trash
to
bag.
To the whole house.
You did something.
And then they had to roll it back up. Remember, they got to roll it back so it go over the house. Now, Candace, did you know that egging actually started off as a political protest?
No, but that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But the best political egging actually happens overseas. Now, I had a little extra time in the lobby today.
It sounds like it. You're doing research on eggs.
And I Googled it. I had to tell you this when I saw this.
Candace would like this.
The Ukrainian presidential election in 2004, a mm-hmm. candidate named Viktor mm-hmm. was rushed to the hospital after he had been hit with an egg.
Hospital?
Uh-huh. Whoever threw it, it had to be.
It must have been boiled.
A pitcher. Boiled and a pitcher threw it from the local pitcher in the neighborhood. He was like, give it to me. And he was hit so hard that his campaign team claimed that it was a brick. But there was some like security footage of the egg. And so he never really lived down that ridicule.
You know, there's cameras everywhere. And bricks and eggs don't look very similar.
At
we
all.
Can solve this
I can
very
see that
easily.
Very far away. They're very different shapes. Different colors, different weights.
Eggs are a good one because, especially if you get one that's rotten, that's yes. been that sulfur smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I don't know. I can't think of a better food to throw.
Yeah, but if you're throwing fresh eggs in the morning, that's free breakfast right there.
If you catch them.
Anyway, Candace, what happened in your neighborhood?
That was delightful. My post reads, has anyone purchased bagels from Sam's Bagels at their new location? Sam's Bagels has opened a new Pico Boulevard on the south side of the street between Elot Market and Walgreens. I've driven by numerous times, but I have yet to try them. I usually get bagels from the Bagel Factory on South Robertson. However, I'm always willing to try new. How do these compare? Which of Sam's Bagels do you recommend?
Oh, this lady's insane.
How much do you charge for a dozen per bagel? What are their hours? Please stay on point of the post. Thank you so much.
You know what it is? This is not a woman that's interested
in bagels.
In hearing about Sam's Bagels. No. Now, this woman loves bagels. Let's be clear about that.
But she does.
She's not looking for bagels. You know what she's looking for?
A friend.
A friend.
Yeah.
Community.
Someone to listen.
She's trying to find the person that will not find this annoying or insane. It's my type of person. Exactly.
And people did respond. People were answering her all of her concerns.
Can I hear a couple of responses?
Here's one. This past year for my usual New York day breakfast, I tried an assorted dozen from Sam's instead of my usual store, Fairfax's area bagel broker. I give Sam's an A+. The pumpernickel were weighty, which I really enjoyed. Onion, sun-dried tomato, cheese onion, and egg bagels were excellent. Mm. Most bagels are $2.25. A dozen, if I recall correctly, was $15.
This is a good neighbor right here.
They're open from 6 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., including Saturdays. Also, she could Google. Just Google.
Yeah, Google.
Go to the website.
Google be lying.
Google do be lying. I actually went to a movie based upon a Google time.
Well, Google don't lie on purpose.
It's just no, I know.
Late.
It's just inaccurate.
The updates be late sometimes.
It's just not accurate. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, we don't have a showing right now. I was like, but right. Google's it.
But to that neighbor that took the time to be very detailed, we really appreciate you being a good neighbor, man. And hopefully that woman contacts you. And you guys can go on a nice bagel walk.
Or a date. This may have been a bread connection.
I hope so. Bread connections are some of the strongest connections.
Oh, I would marry some guy if we had the same taste in dough.
I know. You know, because you like weirdos.
You the one over there.
Get it, weirdos?
Oh, I was going to go off on you, but the pun was so good.
It was so good. And accidental.
Hilarious.
Next up is Neighborhood Watch. This is where we proceed precisely into the apps to find the best local stories. How else do we proceed, Candace?
Recklessly.
Like a lawyer.
Mm. Proceed. Oh, like a proceeding?
Ooh, I like that. Yes.
Caution.
With caution. Very carefully. Yes, we take our time with the posts. We make sure we don't damage the posts.
We proceed delicately.
Delicately with the posts.
Yes.
The little Forensic Files TV yes. shows where they put the posts in the little dark water and they hang it overnight.
Of course.
Till it's clear.
Of course.
And they use the little small tools with gloves.
The little clothespins.
Proceed very with caution with the post.
Just read the first post.
Okay. A woman is catfished by a New York City Airbnb after discovering the window open to a restaurant. According to the woman, whose post went viral on social media, she booked a room on Airbnb described as overlooking the city in Manhattan, but soon found out the room was actually inside a Japanese restaurant, and the only view was of people eating their food.
I roll up the shades. There are no buildings, she explained to her TikTok followers. We're in a restaurant.
Following the video, Baker said Airbnb is offering a credit toward a future stay after her viral video, which she says she's fine with.
Meanwhile, the New York City Airbnb host says that guests with terrace-facing rooms are notified in advance.
As in this case, in much of the city, we have to deal with the constraints of a building with an unusual floor plan, Casa Studios hotel manager said. Only 6 out of our 86 rooms are terrace-facing, and our policy is to place guests in those rooms only when no others are available or upon request.
Okay, now, I'm not going to complain about a window right next to a restaurant, because think of the convenience of that. It's like having your own drive-thru.
Your own drive-thru.
In your bed. In your bedroom.
Facts.
Excuse me, can I get a number 7 with a milkshake?
Guess what? People watching.
Right there. Mm-hmm. You get to see couples breaking up.
You get to see friends smiling. Longtime friends haven't seen each other in years. This is the beauty of that.
People embarrassing themselves, getting wasted, getting too drunk.
Getting too drunk.
People who get the check and they can't afford to pay it and mm-hmm. they dine and dash.
People that's tipping tremendously and making the waiter and waitress's day.
Very grateful. You got your own Netflix right there.
Yeah, and I will argue, a view of the city is a view of the people.
It's the same thing.
The people make the city, not the buildings.
100%.
You know, don't give me a view of Times Square or the Empire State Building. No, give me a view of the rats playing poker and, you know, the singers on the subway.
I want to see some busboys.
I want to see some busboys. You know, the owners of the delis put my hotel right in front of their face. That's what I want to see. The city, the people make the city, not the buildings.
Yeah, she's taking this for granted.
She takes this for granted, man.
100%.
I think it's a new trend that hotels should consider. You know, they should partner with different restaurants around the world. You know, I would love to see the Hilton hotels partner with Applebee's. So when we open up our windows, bam, you know, you're right there.
You're right there.
At the bar.
Right in the action.
You know, they stared at you, you stared at them. And make it be like the police glass. They can't see you, but you can see
the
them.
The double-sided mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you could be butt-ass naked just staring at people, you know what I mean?
And they're like, we can see you.
Oh, no! Oh. They told me, you didn't pay the extra $30. Great. Great. Great.
This next post reads, police officer hurts thumb. Happened at East 161st Street and Cortland Avenue, South Bronx, New York. The officer's injury is not expected to be life-threatening.
Thank God, because I was nervous. You'd be surprised how many people die via
from
thumbs.
Thumb injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where a major artery is.
Oh, yeah. Livers.
Can your be liver's in there.
Yep. Stomachs can be in your thumb.
And it's connected to your tongue. So if you cut off your thumb, you can't taste anything anymore.
The thumb is directly connected to the central station of your brain. So when you jam your thumb, you jam your brain. That's why a lot of people are stupid. Can you imagine having your brain in your thumb, though? That would be so nerve-wracking. Catch. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not so fast, bro. It's my frontal lobe. Now, did you realize opposable thumbs are very, very rare?
Humans have it, mm-hmm. and primates, and that's it.
Now, I actually read this. Now, it says the simple reason is that most animals do not need them to survive. Most mammals, for instance, use their forefeet for walking, climbing, or defending themselves. In these applications, the opposable thumb could get in the way or easily be injured. These animals get along just fine without them. So I think the opposable thumbs came about because primates and, you know, humans, et cetera, were really bad at feet fighting.
Feet fighting. Mm-hmm. We evolved
to
hands, mm-hmm. and then we grew thumbs. So when you mug another monkey in the head, you can fully grab their skull.
I think it's really hard to pimp slap people via foot.
I'm concerned for this officer because he can no longer thumb wrestle.
Can't thumb wrestle.
Or he's out, at least temporarily.
Yeah, and that's one of the easiest way to pass times when things are popping off in your neighborhood.
See, this is why humans will never evolve from having thumbs. It's because we're using them so frequently with texting.
Oh, yeah.
We were on our way to growing out of thumbs until they invented text messaging.
Babies are being born with 3-4 thumbs.
7 thumbs.
Easily.
Easily. These are facts.
7 thumbs, 1 ring finger, and then 2 index fingers.
My friend's kid?
Mm-hmm.
12 thumbs.
Yeah. A lot of fuck boys who, like, never get married, their kid don't even have a ring finger. They have 8 thumbs.
They just have a whole handful of thumbs.
Just a whole handful. Like, well, you don't need it.
It's because he was sliding in too many DMs.
Yeah, no plans to use it.
He wasn't using any other
Daddy,
fingers.
Where's my ring finger? Well, you know, I was trying to use mine, so, you know, you ain't going to have one. That's how evolution works. I got 9 thumbs, Daddy.
Your great-great-great-granddaddy was a fuckboy.
Yeah, put my thumb in a lot of people's
His
butts.
Daddy was a fuckboy. His great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a fuckboy. He was the first one. He was the pioneer fuckboy.
What? Where's that ring finger? All my friends at school making fun of me. I don't know. Go to your mama's house, actually.
Ask your mama. But don't smell the finger.
This next post reads, Florida man with drugs around his penis denies they were his. Pinellas County Sheriff's deputy said they stopped a vehicle driving without its lights at 4 a.m. on a Saturday and found cocaine and methamphetamine wrapped around a man's penis.
They also found a gun under the passenger seat while searching the car, in addition to discovering the drugs while searching the passenger.
The man who said the drugs were not his didn't say who they belonged to, according to the arrest report, and was eventually arrested on charges of DUI and marijuana possession.
Man.
So they believed him. Because he wasn't charged for the coke and meth.
They must have believed him simply because the one place you shouldn't put drugs if you don't want people to believe that they're yours is around your genitals. I'm going to believe those are yours.
Yeah.
Those don't belong to anybody else. I can't see anybody else using. Could you imagine, Trinity, you go to a party and they're like, who got some weed? And you're like, I got some. You reach down into your crotch. I got some right here. Who's smoking that weed that was on your penis?
It was like, if it's...
wrapped around your penis.
How strong does a Ziploc bag look?
There was no bag.
No, what do you mean no bag?
I feel like this could be an invention. Have like a drug carrying case that's like a cock ring.
Made for your penis.
That can hold stuff. Yep.
Like
hold
that.
Drugs, okay. But it can just slide on your penis like a cock ring.
Okay. Okay.
Has compartments in it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That way, you know, the drugs are safe from, it doesn't touch your skin. Mm-hmm. It's completely, you know, sanitized.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, for someone who doesn't carry pockets and they just want the convenience of hands-free.
Okay. Now, I would suggest you go all in on this. Yeah, I think you should take out a huge loan from the bank and trust yourself because this is genius.
It's a great idea.
Shall we pitch it to Shark Tank? let's pitch it.
We love pitching to Shark Tank.
Hello, guys.
I know you remember us from the last time we were here.
Right. Yeah, they told us not to come back.
Cockamamie idea. We have another one.
We have another one.
Have you ever had drugs on you?
Mm-hmm.
And you thought, man, I'm tired of carrying these drugs with my hands.
Yeah, and like the weed makes your keys smell.
And nobody wants that.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring a date home and your whole place just smells like weed.
Right, the inside of your pocket smell like weed. Well, we have a solution.
We do.
We have come up with the cock slider. It comes with 2 fume-proof compartments where you can put your weed in. Now, the only thing that's stronger than weed smell is ball smell.
One of the best functions is that we also have a little thing that will spray Febreze down there.
That's right.
A little puff of Febreze comes out.
How could I forget? Now, for this genius idea, we're only asking for $75
for 100% of the company. We'll even do it for $500.
We have no sales. That is true. But we do have a lot of interest.
We've had at least two friends tell us they might use something like that.
Do we have any takers? All right, let's move on.
You didn't have to throw your shoe at us, Mark Cuban.
Well, that was fun. That was good. A good time, man. I love pitching the Shark Tank on this show.
You know, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Because we have a lot of genius ideas, you know.
I know you guys are enjoying this so much so that you want to send us your posts from your neighborhood apps.
Yes.
You guys have been doing a great job so far.
An amazing job.
So keep them coming. We really enjoy that.
Because one detective can do it all.
It takes a village to do a podcast.
Yeah, damn right it do.
It does.
It does take a village to do an excellent podcast.
When one is thorough as ours.
So continue to submit. Candace, where can they submit?
You can send them to the links in our bios. I am Jokes by Candace on social media. And Chinedu, right. Where are you?
I am Chinedu Unaka. That's Chinedu Unaka. And Chinedu Comedy on Twitter. Shall we continue?
Let's.
All right, Candace, you know what time it is?
Ooh, I sure do, because it's my favorite segment.
Man, one of my favorites, too. This is a really good time. This is when me and Candace get to bring on a really good friend of ours to come in and partake in the silliness. And this week's guest is none other than an actress, comedian, writer, currently on tour with Little Rel, and also can be seen in the BET hit show Games People Play. Put your virtual hands together for our girl, Brandy Denise. Yeah, what up, Brandy?
Yes, welcome.
Hey.
We chilling, man. How you doing today? You good? Eat your vegetables?
I'm very good. I was sitting on the couch waiting on y'all call like one of the people after you go on a date. Like, oh, I hope they
are they gonna call me? Are they gonna ghost me?
Are they gonna say goodnight? Are they gonna check my guy home safe?
That would be amazing and sad to get ghosted by a podcast.
All right, cool, Brandy. So yeah, go ahead and jump into your story, and then you know we'll just chime in when the bug tickles us. Wait, what?
All right, well, I guess I hope the bug tickles. do you often say that? So,
I never say that.
Watch it catch on. It's going to be a pop. It's going to be trending.
When the bug tickles us. I think you know what I mean.
Okay, so it's not specifically about a neighbor, but it's about a situation where I did stay with people. Mm-hmm. So back in 2017, I had just started coming out to LA to visit. So when I was coming out here, I would get an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So I was traveling back and forth to L.A. from Chicago just to come out here, go to, like, the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory, all different clubs, and come out here for, like, a week or so. So I booked a room. It's the east side of town. I did not know where it was then, because back then when you go on Airbnb and you look at something, they just say Los Angeles. They don't say, oh, it's the east side.
Right.
It's not Hollywood. They don't say that. They just say nice area by the highway, east side, room $56 a night. So I go get this. I'm like, ooh, $56 a night. I'm going to stay there for like 3-4 days. I got a rental car. I'm like, okay, we outside. So I really should have known. I shouldn't have been staying there, because as soon as I get there, it's like I park in the garage. First of all, it's like four cars in this driveway. And I'm like, oh, wow, they said when nobody else here. This is a lot of cars for nobody else to be here. Because I rented a room. And I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. So when I get out, as soon as I get out, I'm going to the gate. And it's like two pit bulls just come running up to the gate.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The pit bulls weren't in the description on the site?
I'm low-key scared of dogs, okay?
Yeah.
So, mind you, like, the neighborhood is crowded. It's like all these cars on the street. I could tell I was an outsider. It's like a man outside across the street selling like the fruit with the seasonings on
with
top
the
of it.
Lime and the chili.
Yeah, he's staring at me. They're like, what the hell is this black girl doing over here?
He was worried for you because he was going into that house. He was like, he's seen some shit.
Yeah. They come pull back the dogs or whatever they put in there. So, oh, they're so friendly. That's what everybody wants to say when they got some vicious people eaters. So they're so afraid. So I'm like, okay. So I go inside. They're like, yeah, it's a woman. It's like an older woman in her 50s. When I walked in, you could tell it was like the nicest room in the house. Like they tried to make it the nicest room in the house. And so she's like closing the other doors as I'm walking in. Don't worry about it.
She's like, look straight.
Oh.
Right.
Keep your eyes on that door. That's your room.
Don't look at nothing else. So
she got people tied up.
You know, so I'm getting ready to leave. I go out. When I go out, I see the older lady sitting in the backyard. She's out there smoking a cigarette. And so she's like, oh, you know, what are you here for? I'm like, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. She's like, oh, that's great. We would love to come to some shows. And I'm like, who else is here? So she's like, oh, my son. So her son comes out. Mind you, he looks like one of the brothers from Twilight, one of the ones that turned into, like, wolves.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
Real fine. He was real fine. Like tall, he looked Native American, tall,
long,
like,
dark hair.
Long hair. Yeah. I don't know if he had his shirt off or not, but in my head he did. And so he was good.
Airbnb working out. For just a small price. So, get dick down for $68.
$57.
His mom just real down to earth, like, shit, yeah, we just be chilling. You know, she's smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer. I'm like, right. Oh, okay, they different, they cool. So I leave, so I come back after the show later that night. I go into my room. I know I hear this lady in there cussing her son out. She was like, you need to shut the fuck up, nigga. And da 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 da. And if you don't do this, I'm a call them motherfuckers and get them your green papers. And was like saying all this shit, how she going to report him to like ISIS and shit.
Oh, that's not her real son. So I'm in the room. That's not her real son.
She's going to deport him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I hear her start to choke him.
Oh, no.
He's like, let me go. Let me go.
Oh, no.
Let me go. And she's like, no, motherfucker. Da 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 da. She's like going off. Next thing I hear, somebody else comes out and they speak in Spanish, telling her to leave him alone. He's like, she needs to calm down. There she goes with that drinking shit again. Now we got the problem. The mother's an alcoholic.
Mm.
We got guests here, blah, blah, blah. You need to shut your bitch ass up, motherfucker. You know, she going in. Mind you, at this point, I turn my video camera on.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, y'all, I'm in this Airbnb. They outside fighting. I don't know what to do. So I got this whole thing being recorded. And as you can hear her cussing him out, you can see me in the corner of the room packing my shit up. Like, you can hear me moving my stuff, packing it up. So then I hear, psh, I guess she, like, body slammed him or threw something.
What?
He's like, you broke the table. He's like, I'm going to call the police. You in here being crazy. She was like, I don't give a fuck if you call police because ain't nobody supposed to be in here anyway. If you call police, we all going to get deported. Then I hear another voice. So then I hear all these people in there arguing. I'm like, how many fucking people are in here? Right. So
she told
us.
She told everybody be quiet when you walked in. She said that when she don't say shit until she get in her room and we get the deposit.
Shit, I gotta get out of here. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to call the police. I'm trying to text Airbnb like there's some shit going down. I'm not safe. So what blew me was when I came out to the hallway. It's like a living room and it was like a bare room door across from me, but I had to pass by the kitchen to see, and it was a pantry. When I tell you every fucking room door in that place was open when I walked out, it was like 15 motherfuckers in the house.
Stop.
I had never seen nothing like it in my life. Like, it was when I walked past the kitchen, it was people in the pantry on the pallet, like four people in the pantry on a pallet laying down. When I walked past the other room, it was like a pallet of people. Like, it was like all these people had came out of all these different rooms. It was like it was insane.
Somebody comes out the medicine cabinet.
You know, earlier that day, I think I had like, that somebody, when I walked past, somebody had closed the room door real fast. And I was like, was there three people in there? Okay, yeah. I ain't gonna worry about it. But like,
that's exactly what was going on. Yeah, I think she was housing like an illegal.
It's like a trap house for immigrants.
But when I saw the people in that pantry, I was like, oh, shit.
Like, that's not a room.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for the right price it is. Because she's getting low money from all these people. Then you were her first attempt to go legal, you know, to go legit.
What do you charge someone for a pantry stay?
Oh, that's easily
$7 a night.
No, that's $25.
Well, you got snacks in
you got
there
snacks
too.
Snacks in there.
You got cereal.
If I pay $57, I expect that shit.
Where else can you stay in LA for $56?
You can. That's
what
I'm saying. For that low, you gotta almost expect stuff like that. I'll be disappointed if it don't happen. I'm here for the story. I'm like, where the pit bulls at?
I'm about to say, I don't stay anywhere with less than four pit bulls.
Y'all ain't cursing? That's all this politeness.
That's a selling point for me.
Am I the only one here? What the fuck is going on? What's the catch? Where's the catch? Because you're looking for the catch. It's $57. You know, at least you saw your catch right away. Okay, cool. There's two pit bulls. There's 20 people here.
Man.
All right, good. It's more scary when everything seems normal and it's like way too cheap. For how nice it is, like,
yeah,
okay,
that
well, what's
means
the
it's
catch?
Like haunted.
Yeah, like, oh, they're
that
gonna
means
kill
someone
me.
Died there.
Yeah. They're ready for me to sleep.
Or it's a camera in the wall, right?
Yeah. Now this was our first Airbnb story, and I think it's super important because when you're staying in an Airbnb, you're not at a hotel, you're not, you know, you're in a residential neighborhood, And a lot of things could go down via where you're staying or next door neighbors. So it's important to get these Airbnb posts out there, too. So, Brandy, man, we really thank you for
that. Yeah, no, this was dope.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome, guys.
We're so happy that your life got threatened for you to come on this podcast.
Because it made a great story.
And tell such an entertaining story.
Paying $32 in a major city to stay somewhere. Expect some shit.
There's a reason, yeah.
Expect some shit.
Yeah.
Brandy, do you got time to stay on for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we are back with our Karen of the Week Award. And this segment, I mean, it is tried and true. It always delivers. This is where we like to talk about a Karen who's being the most Karen they could possibly be.
Yeah, you know, usually an R word, you know, racist and rude.
Repugnant.
Raggedy.
Republican. You know.
All the jazz.
All right, so this post reads, Mile High Karen starts brawl on a Delta Airlines flight over an offensive Rosa Parks comment. The woman, Patricia C., allegedly hit a male passenger in the head with a closed fist on a flight from Tampa to Atlanta.
According to reports, the man told the FBI that Patricia was in the aisle trying to return to her seat from a restroom in the back of the plane. A beverage service car blocked her path. So the flight attendant requested that she find an open seat in the back until beverage service was over.
Patricia responded to the flight attendant by saying, "What am I, Rosa Parks?"
After hearing that comment, the male passenger said he told Patricia it was an inappropriate comment and that she isn't black. This isn't Alabama and this isn't a bus.
He then purportedly told Cornwall to sit down, Karen, according to the complaint.
That ignited an argument that led to the woman allegedly striking the man, causing a visible hand injury. He also told the FBI that she spit on his face and head area.
Atlanta Police Department arrested the woman after a video of the incident went viral, and she now faces federal charges that could land her in prison for up to 1 year and a $100,000 fine.
Wow. This is the K word is really getting to him. She turned up when she heard that. She spit in his face and punched him.
With a closed fist.
Closed fist. She said, "Oh, you ain't getting open."
Right. How you do an open fist?
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be officially a slap.
Which is one right. of my favorite things to see is a man getting open hand slapped in the mouth.
You know, a fist, you're telling me, okay, I'm hoping to knock you out.
Yeah.
So you don't hit me back. With
a slap?
I hope you hit me back.
Basically, you're calling that person a bitch.
This ain't like, I will beat your
with
ass.
With your hand.
Yeah. I don't need to sneak you.
You bitch ass.
Right. Bop. We can tussle.
Yeah.
I want you to survive after this thing.
You little bitch.
Now, Candace, I did hear you say that your favorite seat is the aisle seat. Now, I will say this. This woman has to be very careful how she talks to the flight attendants. If
she will roll the cart over her toes.
She will bust your knee wide open.
Oh, yeah. And I've had that happen accidentally. I've taken elbows to the head.
I think flight attendants do it on purpose because it's their little fun. It's like a little video game. You
of
know
course.
What I mean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just collected points. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Like, nah.
And you can play it off like you didn't do it
exactly.
on purpose.
Exactly. I have no evidence because it happened behind me.
Perfect
It's a
alibi.
Perfect little small game between two flight attendants.
I didn't realize.
You're like, oh, you didn't see my knee there as you went 60 miles per hour into my kneecap?
Right. Yeah, no.
I would do that if I was
It's still too. Worth it, though, to me to be in the aisle. Even with all of the bruises and the knocks I take.
I'm a window guy.
It's still worth it to me.
This is the other problem with the aisle seat. Randy, do you agree with this? In the aisle seat, this is the issue. When you're sleeping in the aisle seat and somebody else has to go to the bathroom, now you got to get up. You could be in deep sleep. You already did all. You did your business before you took off.
I understand that. My thing is, I really can't sleep on planes, so that doesn't bother me. I can't sleep. I know. I have a. I'm a such a light sleeper. Yeah.
I fell asleep on a plane not too long ago, and I woke up an hour later, and we hadn't even moved off the tarmac. I was like, "What the hell?" I thought I was me and white
wasting all this good sleep on the tarmac. We could have been over Idaho by now.
Thought she landed. I don't know what it is. She thought she landed. She got up like that flight was quick. She like, you know how she woke up? Her phone started ringing. You're like, how my phone get service? 80,000 miles in the air. My phone ringing. It is God. Hello, Jesus. Jesus, is that you? Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Oh, amazing. Brandy.
That ass last message was like an hour ago. Like, hey,
I've been there before, yo. That's hilarious.
Brandy, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It was hilarious.
No doubt, no doubt. Brandy, tell the people where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram at Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, Denise Boyd, B-O-Y-D. So at Brandy Denise Boyd on Instagram. And you can check out my website for upcoming shows, www.brandydenise.com.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Appreciate you, Brandy. Make sure you guys check her out on BET on Games People Play.
People Play. We start streaming on BET Plus February 24th, so you can binge us.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Brandon.
Thank you, dear.
Get home safe.
Thank you.
I think so. Bye.
Candace?
Yes, Chinadu.
Do you know what time it is?
I hope it's the time that I think it is.
You're right. It is. This is an actual fan submission.
Yes.
We sent out the call, and you guys have been answering, sending us the post.
You guys are delivering. Thank you.
Thank you. So continue to be on it. Grab your magnifying glasses, your trench coats, and your top hats.
And your tool belt. Why not?
Tool belt, an extra large cup of coffee, and stay on the job. This post reads, Diner disgusted after finding a full chicken head in her box of KFC hot wings. After ordering it from KFC Feltham in Twickenham, England, a woman named Gabrielle left it a 2-star review.
It read, I found a fried chicken head in my hot wings meal. Put me off the rest of my meal. Erg.
KFC responded on Twitter that it was baffled as to how the whole head had snuck in and joked that it was the most generous 2-star review ever.
Reps also told reporters, we were genuinely surprised by this photo. Since Gabrielle got in touch, we've been looking into how it happened. Put simply, we serve real chicken and we're proud of that. But this has clearly slipped through the strict processes and checks in place with our suppliers, partners, and teams who freshly prepare everything in our restaurants.
That said, it doesn't change Gabrielle's experience. So we reached out to her and she's now accepted some free KFC on us.
They added that she and her family had also been invited into the restaurant to see how the preparation was done and rest assured that no more chicken heads were going to turn up in her hot wings.
Man, do you know how pissed the KFC restaurant had to be when they said, yo, we're going to be inviting a family over to see everything? So
to oversee.
So kill the rat. They're like, how are we going to kill 80,000 rats in 2 days?
They're like, well, one of them works here. He just got hired 3 weeks ago. Right. Sheldon, he's great.
Sheldon, you gotta go, man. That's some bullshit. You said if I stopped eating the food, I could work. Can you imagine being like her husband or brother or sister or something? And she's like, hey guys, KFC invited us down to see how to prepare chicken. We're like, what?
What
the fuck is you talking about, man?
No.
Take a free meal and go.
We don't need a field trip to KFC.
We're gonna meet the chef. He's 16. What are you talking about? The chef is a how-to sign on the board. What are you doing with your life right now? Did you apply to those jobs I left on your desk? where are you finding all this time? What did you learn today?
I learned that the next time I get an Airbnb, I'm going to demand that it's next to a restaurant.
I like that.
Like an arm's length in between my window and whatever the establishment is.
You don't got to demand it. There's a preference tab. You could filter out your search.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Probably going to be zero results, but it's worth a shot.
Should we take it to Shark Tank? What did you learn, Chinadu?
I learned, you know, sometimes neighbors can get to a point where they're so frustrated with a neighbor's pets that they can use profanity. And I realize that pet owners maybe don't like that. Maybe they feel like you're being a bad role model to their dog or cat. Maybe they feel like, you know.
Like the dog might pick up on that language. Pick up like on a that kid language. And then start cursing in the household.
Now, yeah. Instead of saying woof, woof, they're saying fuck up, fuck up, mm-hmm. fuck up, like a parrot. Mm-hmm. You know, parrots pick up bad language.
Yeah, that's why I don't let my dogs listen to any like rap music, anything mm-hmm. really in pop culture.
Facts. My dog only listens to Elton John. Candace, where can the people find you?
You can find me on social media at Jokes by Candace.
That's right. And you can find me on social media at Chinedu Unaka, Chinedu Unaka. Follow us on the gram and on Twitter, on the TikToks. So, you know, we can engage with you all and discuss these posts as you guys have been doing. Until next time. Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Chinedu Unaka.
And me, Candace Thompson.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Kelly Cow. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Dalvet. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Courtney Gilbert. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.